Freeman's, America's oldest auction house on Chestnut Street in Philadelphia, has been bought by a consortium of current managers and partners. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the business has been owned by the Freeman family for more than 200 years.
The boardroom in the Freeman's building on Chestnut Street is lined with 11 portraits of Freeman men representing the six generations that have run this auction house since 1805. The current living patriarch is 79-year-old Samuel Freeman II, or Beau, and he points to the paintings while explaining that the business used to be divided between inside things and outside things.
We sold real estate, my grandfather, that guy. And this guy, Uncle Albert, was in charge of the inside.
During its 200-year history, Freeman's has sold four U.S. Navy battleships and the entire city of Nitro, West Virginia, lock, stock, and barrel. But for most of the 20th century, Freeman's has focused on art, antiques, and furniture. Its vice chairman, Alistair Nickel, is a regular appraiser on the PBS television show Antiques Roadshow.
There is a way that can help us to identify whether, in fact, it is by the artist. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
Nickel is now the co-owner of Freeman's. He and a handful of partners have bought the business from the last Freeman owner.
Frankly, we're sitting here in the boardroom, and every time I come in here and I have 11 sets of eyes, the Freeman family over the centuries looking down at us, we feel the weight of auctioneering history on our shoulders.
Nickel has been managing Freeman's for 16 years now, in that time selling fewer lots for more money. The house used to sell about 50,000 lots a year, but now can make just as much or more, selling only a few thousand lots. As the new owners of Freeman's push the auction house into the international art market, Samuel Freeman will stay on, as will his son, Samuel III. He says the new owners will keep Freeman's a viable company well into the future.
First, I was sad to see it go, but actually, to me, it's the best of all possible solutions.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.